comes here with a need in your life right now. I need God. I have other needs in my life, but I need God's presence. Amen. She's going to play it again, and I want you to let the Lord. Amen. I want you to yield to the Lord. If there's somebody near you, I want you to get them by the hand and put your hand on their shoulder if it's appropriate. And I want you to let the Holy Ghost flow right now. Amen. When we bind together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, things begin to happen. Hallelujah. I want you to pray and let the Holy Ghost minister through you and to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, let the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost minister to you today. Hallelujah. Come on, let the Spirit of the Lord minister to you. Let God charge you today. Hallelujah. God, let you flow. God, let your spirit, let your purpose right now, God. Let it touch us, God. Let it minister. Administrate your glory, your power, your peace. Hallelujah. In your name, Jesus, help us today, God. Direct us, God, I pray. Let your beauty, your mercies flow. Let your anointing touch us together, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, would you let your beauty and healing happen? Let your grace right now touch and minister. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Times and bad, you are on your throne. He's unchangeable, unchangeable, unshakable, unstoppable. That's what you are. He's unchangeable.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Aren't you thankful for the power of the Lord today? Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand of honor and applaud the God of heaven. God of heaven, earth, and sea. The King of kings. Woo! Come on, if the president was here, you would be applauding or fussing. Amen. But we have the King of kings here today. Hallelujah. Oh, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're thankful for the beauty and the presence of the Lord. Just last night at a service that we were at, I heard Brother Cox from Louisiana talk about it. Brother Cox said a 30-something-year-old lady that was a mother, I think she was paralyzed and something was happening, but it was in a service that sometimes it seems like the Lord says things that, man, why would you say that? The Spirit of God was moving and all of a sudden the Lord touched this lady and completely healed her. And the next week, there was an attorney, I believe it was, in town, or doctor in town. Somebody went to a doctor's appointment, and the doctor said, we've heard what happened at your camp meeting last week. Can you tell me what would happen? Tell me what happened. He said, we're all talking about it. I want to tell you, I want this world to know my Jesus. That he's still God. He's still able. Amen. He still can heal. Woo. And he's here today. He's come today to give life and peace and joy and to prove himself. I want to go to Colossians, the second chapter. And I want to go to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10. This short verse in this passage of scripture, Paul is talking about our great God. And he says here in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 10, he's writing to church people, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on him. And he says these words, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. We're complete in him. God's desire is not merely to improve us, but to complete us. But the God that will complete us, amen, is that one true God, the head of all principality and power. Today in the house, the God of heaven, the God of, that is the head of all principality and power, desires to complete us. I want you right now, amen, would you put your Bible down, and I want you to lift your hands to Jesus. Amen. And I want you to pray, Lord, complete me today. God, make me complete in you. Fulfill me completely, God. And I pray for your grace and your mercy now, Jesus, in my mind, my body, and my spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for that. We give you thanks. We give you honor, God, and we want to let you have your will and your way, God, today. We give you honor in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. You may be seated. Amen. And oh, we welcome our guest that is with us tonight. Brother Cooley will be preaching. Sister Cooley will be here. Amen. But God's not here to improve us, but God's here to complete us. To be complete means to be fulfilled. Have you ever eaten before? Even perhaps at a buffet. And you had a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Last night, we had the privilege of going to a banquet that a pastor was retiring, and they had all kind of different finger foods, you call them. And after you get through eating, it was great food. But it fills you up, but it doesn't fulfill you. I mean, has ever been full but not fulfilled? Amen. I've eaten before and was not fulfilled. But the scripture begins to say that we're complete in him. I'm glad that Jesus has more than a pacifier for us. Amen. He satisfies our need. He makes us whole, and he pushed the finish works in our life. Amen. And whenever somebody's complete, they possess everything necessary. They're brought to that intended purpose. And only Jesus could do that today. And I'm so thankful that the Lord is here to do such this morning in this congregation. He's come to fulfill. Now, anyone who has driven down a rough road understands the frustrations of potholes. We were in Pothole, USA yesterday, Louisiana. And friend, they got potholes big enough to garfish out of. Pretty big, isn't it? And you know what? Patch may cover that pothole for a while, but it doesn't solve the real problem. You could patch up a hole, but the issue is often deeper. And it needs more than a patch job. Because you come back 2 weeks later in South Louisiana and it's already washed out, already gone. You see, the problem with potholes is it's not just a hole, but something beneath the surface. The foundation has sifted, are, as in South Louisiana, washed away. The roadbed has weakened. The surface damaged. Whenever you see the surface of a road damaged, it reveals it has an underlying problem. You'll find just up the hill from the church, when you turn right on Durst Street, there's a lot of road problems. The reason why? There's a lot of sand on this hill behind us. And every time it rains, the sand begins to wash out, leaving the road structure very weak. And many people live that way of their life. They tried to fill the holes inside. Amen. They fill their potholes with just a patch job. But I'm glad today that pleasures don't fulfill you. Entertainment, people try to use it to fulfill them. Can I just bust your bubble today and let you know that money will never fulfill you? Relationships with different ones and who you know and all this will never fulfill you. Success has an illusion to it, believe me, and it will not fulfill you. Addictions will not fulfill you. The emptiness will remain. Temporary fixes never reach the root problem. Only God can repair the foundation of life. The world offers a patch or patches, but Jesus Christ, amen, offers completeness and fulfillment. Are you thankful today that God has what we need, and He has what you need today for what you're facing? I'm glad that the Lord has showed up with plenty of supply. God doesn't run out of what we need. In fact, amen, He's here to give you today what you've been craving and what you've been searching for. I'm thankful today that I serve a mighty God. I'm glad I have an everlasting Father, and I'm glad I know the Prince of Peace. Amen. Construction, infrastructure projects are very expensive and very inconvenient. There's never a convenient time for there to be road construction. Interstate 35 going right in the middle of Dallas. Sister Kara was raised in that area. She would tell you they've been working on that before she was born. And we've been through it even at midnight, trying to bypass certain areas and only to find that they work 24 hours in the Dallas Metroplex area on road construction. Today, you'll find them working all day, all night, trying to hurry up and get it fixed and to help people. Road crews will block lanes. And even when bridges are being built, they'll put you in a one lane and try to work. And how crazy it is, amen, that you find everybody sees this and it's frustrating, but we understand the purpose. And we know that the work is worth it when it's done. But until it's done, sometimes it's a little frustration, amen, that comes about. Sometimes it makes us aggravated because we get blocked up in life. And the flow of traffic begins to set us back. But I want to tell you, there is a construction that God can fulfill in just an instant today. It's called the power of His presence when we just let God have His way. As a lot of us will struggle and struggle and struggle with what we need, knowing better, we try everything to patch the holes in our life when God is in the place that we're satisfied with just a taste and a tad bit. Folks, today I want more than a taste. I want more than a sample. I want God to fulfill the heart and give us completion in His house. Amen. There was in the book of Isaiah, the prophet, he prophesied there's going to be a day that there's going to be a messenger in the wilderness that says, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make His path straight. There's going to be one that comes that said, hey, it's time to have construction. What Isaiah was prophesying about was John the baptizer. John the Baptist, he was the baptizer, and that began to point the way, saying, get everything straight. Get your life straight. Get all the crookedness out. The King is coming. Prepare prepare the road for the king. This is the king's highway. We want the king to have a victorious time when he comes through here, that he sees everything. Get the debris out of your life. Get all the problems out of your life. Get ready for the king. And can I tell somebody, John the Baptist was pointing, saying, he's coming. And friend, today, I'm still here to say, he's coming. Get your life, get everything in order, because the king is coming back. Hear me? Amen. Sometimes we got to get obstacles out of the way. You see, amen, there was called the King's Highway. The King's Highway was a very important place, because when the king came there, it showed that they had already prepared for him. And they would pave the road, work on the road, whether it was cobblestones or whatever they begin to work on. They made it where the king would have an easy ride and an easy access to them. I want to ask today, does God have access to you? Or do you have barricades and say, right, not right now, Jesus. I got better things to do. I'm too important. My life is too, you know, chaotic right now. Come back a little bit later, Lord. I don't need you right now. The king is here today, and the king has your answer. The king wants to come and make access to your potholes. God wants to get really deep on the inside and not give you a patch. God wants to give you fulfillment. Are you thankful for the power of the word? Amen. Construction zone for the king. Now, ironically, the Lord began to deal with me before 5 this morning. I had dreams. The Lord woke me up, and the power of the presence of God was in my room. And immediately, amen, I lay there till I couldn't lay there anymore. And I slipped to our living room. Amen. My friend, I'm telling you, I got a wonderful iPad right here. It's called a legal pad. I began to write as fast as I could write. The Lord began to minister to me. Our church property right here, 1801 Durr Street. We are positioned, if you haven't realized, on this stretch of road that runs right here in Nacogdoches. But not only here in Nacogdoches, it runs from Natchitoches, Louisiana, all the way to San Antonio, all the way to Mexico City. Does anybody know the name of this road out here beside Durr Street? The King's Highway. How do you say it in Spanish? You find right up the road here, when you exit, you come up the hill, you got to turn. I never knew that till just maybe a year ago, that our church sits on the King's Highway. I want to tell you today, amen, this is the King's Highway. I want to be a church that the King has access to. I want it to be where God is fully welcome to do what he wants. That God can connect people. God can connect lives. And he can begin to fulfill them. Hey, there is a power. Amen. There is a glory that God has awaiting for those that would just let him be God. Amen. Now I want you to think about it with me. If there is something, if you need a bridge today, you need to build a bridge to the Lord and say, God, it's not you, but it's me that has a need. And there's some things I need a bridge over. If you got hurts in your past that has kept you from God today and you need to get over it to let God have his way. If you need to forgive somebody, you need to get it right. Amen. If there's something in your life that you need to bridge over and roll over it, do what you can today. Amen. Because the king is wanting access to your heart. He didn't come with a bucket. He didn't come with a patch. He came today to give you completion and to fulfill your life, to give you joy, to give you real peace. Amen. God didn't come to give you a vape. I asked a young man the other day, what do you, if you were right now, if you could have anything from the outside, and he's sitting to me across the table in the jail, and I said, anything from the outside, what would it be? He said, man, I'll do anything for a vape right now. Man, if I had anything from the outside, I want liberty. But he wanted just a vape. Vapes will run out. Vapes will fool you. Vapes will not fulfill you. Amen. Oh, it may have a pleasant taste to this human. But folks, amen, I'm thankful that God has exactly what I need today. Hallelujah. Can somebody lift their hands and say, pour it on in, Jesus. Give me what I need today, Lord. I want you to have free access to my heart and free access to my life. Oh, God, I just don't want to come to church and taste it. But, Lord, I want to take it with me. I want your glory to be in my life. I want to quit having potholes in me. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the cost when somebody has potholes and they have to go down in life. Man, think about your poor tires. The people in Louisiana, you need to be, if those family members, I do have family members own tire stores, a tire shop. And you think about it. It's bad on the tire. It's bad on the front end. It's bad on the balance. It's bad on the car. And it's bad on those that are riding in the car. And I want to tell you, amen, the traveler has to pay double for it. Hear me, saint of God, today. When are we going to wake up, rise up, and wise up and say, God, have your way? I can't fix the problem on my own. I need something from above. I need God today. Amen. Until we wise up and realize, amen, we need to let God have his way. Amen. Oh, friend, I want God to just have access to me today. I want God to work in me. I want God to do a great work inside of me. God, get to the roadbed of my heart. Get to the situation and the problem of my life. Praise God. A Band-Aid don't help a toothache. But we try things like Band-Aids, thinking it will help us and solve our issues, when we know it takes us yielding to the Lord God Almighty. You know, sometimes when you start having construction on your life, Brother Colton kind of mentioned some things this morning. It takes a lot of pruning. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of leveling. It takes a lot of balance. It takes a lot of things in your life. It's not just giving up things. It's giving up self. The hardest person to please is the one inside. But if I go to hell, it won't be the devil that has sent me there. It'll be the dude in the mirror that gives me so much problems. Any great general knows that their biggest enemy is not somebody else, somewhere else, but it's the person in them that is the biggest enemy. When we have learned to yield ourselves to God and surrender ourselves, I don't care how much self-control you develop. If you're not having God control, you're missing out. Praise God. Amen. But whenever somebody lets God have his way, and when the church learns to yield to the presence of God, and when there is an infrastructure and a road, even a highway that God feels welcome, it ought to be that when somebody walks in your church, that they see you so welcoming to God, amen, that it welcomes them. The weary can find rest. The broken can find healing. The blind can receive their sight. The burden can find freedom. And the sinner can find salvation. But the people have to arrive at that place and say, God, I'm ready for you to have your way. I'm ready to give you your way. I want the king to be the king today. Amen. We want a part-time fix and a part-time attendance to God, but we want God to be 24/7. We need to let the Lord have his way. I love the ministry of Jesus Christ. I want to see the broken lives find healing. That person that is searching. But until the people of God realize exactly what we got. Many times we get used to feeling the Spirit of God. Have you ever been around somebody and they first time ever into an apostolic move of the Holy Ghost? They would start weeping. And it was amazing to them. And you looked across the building and everybody else was just nonchalant. It's because we have learned at that place, oh, that's just church. It's not just church, it's God. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful God still changes us. Amen. But friend, in order for God to make you whole, God has to have you. I want you to think about it. This living for God is well worth it. It's well worth it. And I want to thank God for the well of living waters. Think with me. Access to God. Access to the power of God. The Bible, you look in even history, water has always been one of humanity's most valuable resources. Entire communities were built around wells. The Bible says Abraham dug some wells. And every time he would dig a well, he named that well. He said, this is this well's name. This is the well of peace. This is the well of glory. And he named the wells. He understood where life-giving water was to be found. There's some people know how to dig, but they don't know how to find. They don't know how to tap in. It's not just you know how to dig. As a kid, one time we got to digging, and we started digging a big old hole. But when my dad come home from work, my dad said, okay, fill it up. And you know all that dirt that we saved and piled up, it did not fill that hole. Yesterday, a friend of mine said that they had a pond behind their house, and it was a little bitty pond. And they were going to build an RV park there. And they got to pondering, and they said, you know, there's no real good fish in that pond. It's so shallow, and it comes summertime, it gets dry, and the ground starts cracking. Why don't we fill it up? $45,000 later, it finally got to where they could plant grass. It takes a lot to fill something up. It takes a lot to fill something up. But I want to say, you'll never fill the hole inside of you completely until you have the King of Kings living there. Now back to Abraham being a well digger. The Bible says he dug wells. Then the Philistines came. The Philistines filled them up with earth. They stopped up the well. They didn't want the flow. They didn't want people thriving and surviving, because when people lived and built their houses, they built around the wells, access to the waters. Well, the Philistines hated the people of God anyway. So guess what they did? They didn't have dump trucks. They probably had dump chariots. They backed up their chariot, and they didn't even have that little sound. Ding, ding, ding. They filled it up. Chariot load, shovel load, rock load. I mean, rock after rock after rock. And finally, they would fill and stop the flow. But Abraham had a son named Isaac. And how beautiful it was, the Bible begins to say that Isaac redug the wells that his father had dug. And the ones that the Philistines had stopped. And the Bible says, and he renamed them the very name that his father named them. I want to tell you today, the flow is worth it. It's worth everything, having the freedom and the flow of God in our life. But friend, we better learn how to dig in. We better learn how to let God. We will never be complete until we begin to learn how to tap in. I'm afraid that we have learned how to tag in, but not tap in. There were old people that years ago that knew how to find water. And in the South here, we called it water witching. Many of them would take a limb. Have you ever seen it work before? Or two rods. And you watch them, and they walk a certain way. It wasn't nothing mystical. It's just that they knew how to do it. And all of a sudden, those rods would cross. And they said, right here. Abraham knew where to dig. Saints of God, we better know where to tap into. Many times we come to church and we tag in, but don't tap in. No wonder we keep tapping out, because we just learned to tag in instead of tapping in. I want to tell the saints of God in this place, amen, the enemy always wants to try to stop the flow. He's going to try to stop your flow and your access to the Almighty God. There's nothing like the well of living water. Think with me. There's nothing like a service where the Holy Ghost is flowing. And the glory, you can't buy a move of the Holy Ghost. But friend, the people that know how to dig for it, the people that know how to tap in, are valuable sources to the kingdom of God. You know, years later in the Bible, Jesus comes on the scene. Years after Isaac was a well digger. Bible says, Jesus said, we got to go to Samaria. And he comes to the city called Sychar. And he comes to a certain well and he sits at the well. And there came a woman at the noon hour to drink and to draw from that and to get her daily supply. She came to get her bucket full. But friend, that day when she left, she didn't get a bucket. She got a well of living water in her soul. Amen. I think that Jesus has more than a bucket for you. Jesus has more than a patch job. Jesus has more than a taste for you. Jesus has more than a sample that'll make you mad. Amen. But Jesus has access, amen, to something that will flow in your life and fulfill your life. You ought to clap your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. You ought to applaud the King today. This particular woman had been married multiple times. And Jesus knew. And Jesus didn't turn his back and say, I'm sorry, you can't have access. Are you thankful that Jesus has exactly what the nobody needs? The unwanted need? Can the unwanted come to the well here in Nacogdoches? Can the unwanted come to do down the King's highway and find access to the King in your life? Can you take something back to your house from your church? Amen. That whenever you're doing your daily living, that they find a representative of the King of Kings. More than say, come to church. We need to say, let me bring church to you. Because when that woman found out what Jesus had to offer, she goes back to the city. And the Bible says she got all the men. And brought a multitude to Jesus. Folks, I want to tell you, there's something about the life-giving source of the power of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like a testimony. There's nothing like when somebody has something flowing inside of them. I want to tell the saints of the living God today, amen, she knew the tradition. In fact, she said this. She said, you're a Jew and I'm a Gentile. How is it that you offer me water? And Jesus said, woman, you don't know who's talking to you. I'm glad today she knew about the well. She knew about the history of the well. Digger, but friend, she didn't realize that there was a well giver there. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I watched a doctor pull in this morning at the hospital, medical center. He pulled up in his car, and I know him. I'm not going to call his name. And I watched him reach in the back of his car from the inside, get his backpack, and I watched him drink the rest of his coffee, and I watched him take a bottle of water and get a good swig, and I watched him fold his hands, bow his head, and say a quick prayer, and walk out. And I was waiting on him. And I looked at him, and I said, whoa, it's going to be a great day. He looked at me and said, great day? I said, yes. I said, the Lord's here. God's ready to do a great work today. He looked at me like, really? You know, there's a lot of people, they're satisfied with a little. But I credit that man, at least he prayed. There's some of us know who Jesus is and we don't pray. There's some of us know the power of the well, but we don't go to the well unless it's a 911 need. Shame on us today. Amen. Oh, friend. Amen. I don't want a bottle source. Amen. I want something flowing inside me. I want something percolating. I want something flowing. I want the living transformation of God Almighty. I'm not satisfied with survival. I want old-fashioned Holy Ghost revival. If it was good way back then, I'm telling you, it's still good today. Amen. God is still on the throne. God hasn't quit. Woo! Hallelujah. But there was something about Abraham and his relationship to his son. I believe that when Abraham says, "We're supposed to dig a well," that it was more than just him digging and playing in the dirt. But he taught his son the importance of the well. And there was something about whenever he named that spot. When he named this was a special well. That boy, whenever he came back and he found it covered up with rocks and debris and trash, he said, "I can't stand it. I remember what this thing tasted like. I remember the flow and the cleansing of it. But I remember the name of it as well. I'm going to rename it the Fountain of Joy." Amen. Oh, friend, are you thankful that there's still joy in God? There's still peace in God. This is more than a has-been. I'm thankful today that God will help us when there are people willing to learn to dig back and to get some things out of the way. I text a group of men today, and you brought something. I want you to come get what you brought to church with you. Hallelujah. My. Where you at, Brother John? Is Brother John here? Brother Neil, come on, you come. Come on, Brother John. There's something in the corner that we got to get out of the corner. We've got to teach you. We've got to help you. If there's one thing in this hour that we're lacking, it's people that know how to dig, that know how to get their shovel out and not afraid to have a move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, amen. God is looking for an army, I'm telling you, of men and women, amen, that know how to operate this thing that these men, come on, bring it out. Amen. Come on, men. Amen. Bring all of them out here. It's okay. Amen. I text these guys and said, "Bring your shovels to church." Amen. Bring your digging equipment to church. Hallelujah. Amen. There ought to be something. Amen. Hand me one, Brother Zach. Amen. Come on, I'll take the little one today. Amen. Oh, friend, God is looking for an army of people that says, amen, we need a well. I need a well on my job. Amen. You see, the Holy Ghost is not just here, but we need to take it with us wherever we go. God wants a people that know how to dig the well, that knows how to keep a flow going. Amen. Whether I'm in the jailhouse, God, let me be a well digger. Let me tap in and let me have that opportunity to share the fountain of living waters. Woo, spread out across this building. Y'all acting shy. Any of you ladies ever use one of these things? I mean, y'all know which end to use? How many's ever been in an old-fashioned prayer meeting before? And there was somebody laboring in prayer. And friend, amen, they got to praying and something began to happen. When they broke loose and broke through, amen, there was a flow of the Holy Ghost. Everybody enjoyed it. You know what God is looking for in this hour? Somebody that knows how to operate, amen, and dig down deep in the Holy Ghost. Brother Fancher, come get one of these, brother. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, you know how to operate one of these. Amen. Give him one. God is looking for men to rise up in a church and know how to dig and know how to reach and tap into the glory of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll never forget when I was just a kid, I went to visit my uncle. He worked at Louisiana State Penitentiary, and we were dove hunting, and he got a call on the radio that two inmates got in a fight. You know what? One of them beat the other one up, just about killed him, with a shovel. It could be a dangerous weapon when you get in the way, friend. But I want to tell you, the devil hates this weapon. When somebody starts digging in prayer, somebody starts saying, you know, our kids are worth it. Our visitors are the people that can't do it on their own. Amen. That person that will walk in, I don't want to find old dry, dead up church. Amen. That don't know. I don't want to find people that talked about, oh, they're used to, you see this well. It used to taste good. And you know, I can't remember the name of it, but oh, I remember how it used to be. Friend, what about how it is today? God hasn't changed. His power's still the same. Woo! I want somebody that loves God enough to say, I am not satisfied with coming to church and tagging in. I don't want to tag in. I don't like to fish. I like to catch fish. And believe it or not, I don't like to hunt. I like to harvest. And I don't like to shop, I like to get. Now my wife, she'll go to, and I'm picking on her again, but she'll go get, and we go somewhere in, Burlington, Coat Factory in Lufkin. I washed her, man. She put some stuff in the buggy and took it for a ride all around the building and brought it back. Not me. If it's going in my buggy, it's going to my car. I don't like to look at it and go, oh, that's cute. Man, if I see it, Sister Denise, I'm getting it. You know what today? I want to have that same spirit. I'm not quitting till it's mine. Victory, victory shall be mine. But if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, victory's going to be mine. But we got to learn to begin to put forth the effort and say, God, today's your day. King, I want you to have access today. I want there to be a flow in my church. I want there to be a flow in my life. How many of you have ever seen a service where God heals somebody? Let me see your hand. Man, ooh, brother, I've watched the Lord heal. I've seen God open blind eyes. Amen. And I don't want it to be a has-been. I want there to happen right here. I want the power of the Lord. Amen. Oh, friend. You know, Brother Fancher, I love, man, I've heard you tell that old story. I just want to share it again. This man, he was all broken up, laying in the hospital bed. And when he woke up, at the edge of his bed sat a man with a shovel. And he didn't call you brother. He just said, Eddie. And you know why I'm here, Eddie. But he had a shovel, didn't he? He had digging equipment to tell him, Eddie, you'll never fill the potholes in your life. You'll never be complete. But it got under the skin of this young man, amen, and that man of God was there, amen, and said, come on, boy, it's time for you to get some things out of the way and get the flow back in your life. And I come here to, hey, you men, hold that shovel up. Hold those shovels up. I want you to shake those shovels at the church and let them know, hey, it's time to get some things out of your way. Get some hindrances, amen, and get back to the flow of God, that the Holy Ghost can flow, that there could be healing. Man, you know what I appreciate? I appreciate being able to take a shower. I appreciate water, folks. I don't like to stink. I sweat bad. I sour when I sweat. But you know what? I appreciate clean clothes, a clean bed. I like it, friend, when I start smelling right. But after a while, there's people that get used to smelling them on their own self. It'd be like when I was a kid, the school I went to, they said, man, you smell like Get Back. I don't want to smell like Get Back. I want when people come, they go, whoa, you've been to the water, man. You've had a bath. You smell good. I'll never forget, I was at a Bible quiz tournament one time, and there was a young man, little boy, and we was watching that Bible quiz tournament. He comes sat in my lap, and it was Jonathan Green's boy. The oldest one. And he come lean against me like that. He said, Brother Crossway, you smell so good. You smell like you just took a shower. Boy, it made me feel good. What would it have been the other way? Like, ugh. You smell like an old man. You stink. You smell like Get Back. I wonder what we smell like when we don't bathe in the Holy Ghost, my Lord. Stinking attitudes. Have you ever seen somebody dehydrated? You ever seen something? You get delirious when you get dehydrated. People get crazy when they haven't visited the well of God. When they hadn't had a drink from the well, even if they get all messed up, they get blinded. They can't even see right. They can't even walk right. They get all dizzy and messed up. And dehydration is terrible. Oh, I'm preaching to you today. We need to learn to tap in and let the flow of the Holy Ghost. You know what you got to do, Bo? Man, you got a beautiful girlfriend back there that loves God, don't you? But you know what y'all got to do? You got to teach her how to dig the well. It's more than just looking and saying, Riley, I love you. Amen. Go bring her a shovel, Bo. She know, man, I watched that little girl worship and tap in. But we got to teach people, Brother John. We got to teach people how to dig. How when winter, well, if I point over here, there was a little lady, 90 years old, used to be here. She's passed on. She knew how to dig, didn't she? Oh, Sister Catherine, I'm telling you what, whoa, Sister KK, in the middle of a service, I don't care if the president is here. I don't care if the Pope is here. She knew Jesus was here. Guess what? Sister Ricky, it didn't matter. Amen. When the Holy Ghost got to moving and she tapped in, amen, everybody got a blessing, didn't they? What would we do if we had Sister KK back? Amen. Oh, friend, you know what? You remember how she used to do it? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something started to happen. When Sister KK tapped into the vein of living waters, the whole church got excited. Amen. Oh, she didn't care who was here, amen, or who wasn't here. The power of the Holy Ghost, she would shout down this aisle and dance in the Holy Ghost. Hey, God is looking for somebody that knows how to tap back in. Or is it that we wait and say, sing it one more time? Or we got to have a certain drum roll. Or we got to have this or that. We got to have a cheerleader up there. The church should never have cheerleaders. It ought to have well diggers. It ought to have people that know how, amen, to have access to the throne of God, that knows how to dig. Amen. It's sad when the pastor has to say, come on, everybody, clap your hands. Come on, everybody, shout for joy. It ought to be that, friend, oh, I hear the sound of somebody laboring, say, I want what God has for me today. I come to worship God. I come to let God have his way. Now, the parsons are here. You know what they told me already? They know what it's like around old-time Pentecost. Her daddy, Kenneth, he would tell you. He knows what the flow of the Holy Ghost is all about. Ooh, there's nothing like the flow of it. Hallelujah. It's nothing like watch somebody lost in the middle of the flow. Hallelujah. I can remember a Canadian man, amen, coming to preach at our church. You and I was a little boy. He said, get under the spout where the glory comes out. Get on the spout where the glory comes out. I'm telling the saints of the living God here today, God is ready for us to be saturated. Come on. God wants the power of the Holy Ghost to operate. Jesse, it's real when you find somebody all in it. You find the glory of God flowing in their life. You can't argue with God. The lame man sat at the gate. He had been carried to that gate every day to beg for his food, beg for a little bit of money. But there came Peter and John just out of an old-fashioned Holy Ghost-filled meeting. And guess where they were going that day? To the house of prayer. They had their shovel with them. Woo, we're going to dig in today. And they came to the gate called the Beautiful Gate. I guarantee you that man that day got something beautiful at the Beautiful Gate. And he looked at Peter and John and he rattled his can. Let me add live a little bit. He rattled his can. And he said, alms. I can't eat if I don't have. And Peter and John looked at him. You know, they were Pentecostal preachers because they didn't have no money. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but
such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hey, I got something. I'm going to ask, do you have something to give? Is there something in your life, Sister Lord, that you know? Stand up. Amen. Oh, God is looking for a church that knows how to let the flow of the Holy Ghost happen. He's ready. He's wanting it. And he's ready to give it. But we've learned to compose ourselves. We've learned to have our little way of church instead of letting God do what he wants to do. How long are we going to sit at the beautiful gate? How long are we going to let the one with the need sit at the beautiful gate? When we should have. Hallelujah. Come on, God's ready to give revival. I'm telling you, God's ready to give souls. God's ready to fill these altars and that baptistry with brand new people that need the Holy Ghost. But there must be somebody that says, we are not content with just tapping in. We don't want to tag in, but we want to tap in. Jesus, Sakaromotara. Brother Colton, come on, show me that weapon you got. We need some sharpshooters. We need some people that will stand for what is right. Gloriana, come up here, baby. Hurry, hurry, hurry. You know what I want Gloriana to know how to do? I want her to know how to tap into the Holy Ghost. God's been working on some things there. I know it. Stand with Daddy up here, baby. Amen. Oh, friend, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you may have life and it more what? Abundantly. The Holy Ghost is wanting to give abundance. God wants to give you more than a pocket full. God wants to give you more than a bucket full. God wants to give you more. Even there's a fountain full. God wants it to flow, rivers of living waters to flow. The glory of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, the Holy Ghost is ministering right now. Holy, holy, holy. Come on, give the Lord access. Somebody open the door, let the Holy Ghost. Come on, let the Holy Ghost. Come on, hallelujah. Too many of you looking around wanting to be entertained right now. Come on, quit looking around and look to Jesus. Come on, reach up to the Lord. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. Come on, would you give access to God right now? Can the King have access to you? Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, 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 holy. Hallelujah. Go get your nephew, buddy. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. I don't want to change the names of things. There's people redefining certain things in their life. And it's no longer real to them and sacred to them. Folks, if the name was sacred way back then, it's still sacred today. Isaac redug and put the name back where it should be. Somebody needs to put the name back where it should be. God is ready. Stand with me, congregation. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. You need to come to the front right now. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. I want the hungry, the thirsty for the things of God to come. Ooh, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, have your way. I want you to come press tight in here on the front. Amen. Those of you, just put your shovel over here against the pulpit. Lay them against the pulpit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands and let the Holy Ghost right now? Come on. Some of you know how to tap in. Come on, tap in, tap in, tap in. Come on, dig in. Come on, we got backslidden children. We got backslidden family members that need to know the taste of the well. Come on, they can't remember what it tasted, but you know the taste of it. Come on, you know the name of it. You got neighbors that need what we got. Come on, our world's going to hell. They're passing by us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for fresh anointing right now. God, let your fresh anointing fill us. Let your fresh Holy Ghost revive us. Revive that in our hearts and minds. God, fill me, Lord. Fulfill me in the Holy Ghost. Come on. A patch job's not going to work today. Come, Lord Jesus. Here I am, Jesus. Come on, Lord. I need more than a patch job. I need you, Lord, to get to the core of my heart. Come on, lift your heart to God. Lift your life to God. You need to come one way and leave a different way today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, pray with somebody near you right now. We're praying for the old-fashioned move of the Holy Ghost. We're praying for an old-fashioned downpouring, even an outpouring, even an uprising. Amen. Come on, we want the glory of the Holy Ghost. We don't want to leave the way we came to church. Come on, saint of God, tap in. Come on, it's been too long since you let God. It's been too long since you let the Holy Ghost use you. Hallelujah, Lord, have your way with me. Come on, give the Lord his way with you right now. In the name of the Lord. Give the Lord his way. Give the Lord his way. Come on, he still fills with his spirit. He still transforms hearts and minds. Revive your anointing, Lord Jesus. Revive, revive, revive. Come on, saint, pray with that person near you. Pray with that person near you right now. Lord, revive. Restore me. Lord, restore the joy of thy salvation. Restore my purpose, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody needs to bathe right now in the Holy Ghost. Come on, would you let the Lord bathe your heart, your soul? Come on, there's something about a freshness and a cleansing touch for the Lord. God, I pray right now, God, by the glory of the Holy Ghost. God, you want to heal Ethan. God, there's some holes in him, Lord, that you want to heal.
Hallelujah.
God, heal these holes, God.
Oh, God.
These hurts and misunderstandings, God. Give him liberty to live, Jesus. Give him liberty to live, Lord. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. Ask God to rekindle that flame. Rekindle that fire in me, Jesus.
Once again, all I want to do is love you.
All I want to do is worship you. All I want to do is stay here right at your feet. As I lift my hands to heaven, let your fire fall down on me. Rekindle the flame within me, Lord. Once again.